When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Passion and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
This might be college football heaven.
Well, welcome back. Our next guest just signed a long-term deal to remain at UTSA after his name was linked to a number of major jobs. His football team in a bowl game tomorrow, the Frisco Bowl against Marshall. And this is one of the most outstanding coaches in the country. He played in 5 title games as a high school coach, winning 3. He's already turned this program in San Antonio around. Coach, really, I'll be quiet so we can hear from you, but congratulations. What an amazing year, and your career has been exemplary.
Thank you so much for having me on, Paul. And it's been a great 4 years. I've got to go home. This weekend, the state championship game was in Jerry's World, and my Buckeyes were in it, and it wasn't a dead period yet, so I got to be on the sideline and watch all my former coaches, all my former, you know, my players are on the staff, and all those guys that played in the game for Gilmer. I coached their kinfolk one way or another, so that was that was our first state championship win since I've been gone in 14, and it was a blast to go back.
Jeff, Jeff Traylor, I'll get to the game tomorrow in a minute, but I do want to ask you about high school football, because Texas has the reputation. We all have seen Friday Night Lights. It's one of the most iconic books, movies, TV shows. But just take us inside that for a minute, because it just seems really unlike any other state, even though I know great high school football is played across the country.
Yeah, I probably took it for granted, Paul, until I became a college football coach. When Coach Strong hired me at the University of Texas and I started recruiting nationally, I figured out really what it is. It's our Texas High School Coaches Association. We're so organized. We have a plan for our coaches at a very young age. They're educated on what matters most, which is the student athlete. And we have 2 athletic periods. We have a conference period. Most of our coordinators don't teach classes. They're teaching, you know, life all day to student athletes. And it's our organization. It's not something I'm just saying. They're all buddies of mine, of course, but the THSCA is what separates it. When I travel the country, they just don't have some of the advantages the Texas high school football coaches have.
Coach, and I want to look ahead, but that was one reason so many people have linked you to major jobs, because of your roots in that organization and in the state. So I know it's something you lean on, especially where you are now, but where you have been in the past, at Arkansas, Texas, you mentioned, SMU. I mean, there's no easy answer to how do you maintain those relationships, but obviously you've done it very well.
Well, it's probably the main reason Charlie hired me. I remember when he called me and offered me the job. That's all it was about, was he wanted to make sure he'd get inside those doors to our organization, and we're very proud of it. It's and if you watch those state championships, the stories are all the exact same. It starts with the administration, goes to the school board, to the coach, to the assistant, all the way down to the player. And you say, well, why is that? It's just because in our state, some Texas high school football coach touched us when we were young, when we needed that role model. And the people in this state know how important that is. And they still want discipline. They still strive for kids to behave and go to class and be good student athletes. And that's why it's just so powerful. And there are many states in our country that have something similar in areas, but not as organized from the top all the way to the bottom.
Coach, today, especially in college, but it seeps into high schools as well. There's some mega schools, and you understand that very well. Critics say, it's not the same world it used to be. The players are now profiting. They're making money. They're doing things that they used to not be able to do. They're opting out. What are your thoughts on the current state of especially college football?
It's strange. I mean, I'm recruiting receivers right now that came on official visits last weekend on my campus, and I'm watching them score touchdowns on TV and playing the game. And I think for all of us that are maybe a little older and been doing this for a long time, that just seems weird. But you have to embrace it right now and understand the kids have a lot of freedom. And I still think that's where holding the locker room together, loving your kids. We've lost two great players, Paul, in 4 years. But we've also picked up about 11 to 12 of our two deep that came from the transfer portal. So you better embrace it and let the powers that be figure out a way to kind of get this thing under control. But until we get it under control, we've got to figure it out, or it's going to be tough.
And it doesn't seem like the administrators are figuring it out, because they're leaning on all these other entities with absolutely no guarantees. So I realize you're coaching, you're committed. You can't sit around and worry about the world or the sky falling. But what is your level of concern down the road that what you grew up in, what you're currently doing, is not going to exist in the same form or fashion?
Yeah, you know, there are many times something will happen, and I'll be like, you know, call Paul. You know, he'll we need somebody, right? Seriously, to be the leader of this and figure it all out for all of us. I was just listening to Chip Kelly last night, and I'm thinking, heck, that sounds too simple. Why can't we just do his plan? There's so many good ideas out there, but we're really scattered right now, and it's scary because there's not enough data and stats out there. We're celebrating the few that are leaving and getting a good deal out of it, but I hope we're also reminding the ones that are being promised a bunch of stuff that it's not happening. And I'm really worried about all that. And just the fabric, you know, of America, just hanging in there and being on your team. And I'm for those guys being able to leave. There's been so many examples of where it turned out good. There's also been way more that it did not turn out quite so good.
Let's talk for a second about where your program is in the ecosystem of college athletics. Obviously, Tulane has broken down a few barriers. You guys have next year, the playoff should be eligible. And how do you think that is going to play out? I mean, assuming that your team wins the league and is in a position, what is your anticipation about playing in some of these games straight ahead?
Yeah, we're really excited about the opportunity. You know, if we do what we're supposed to, you know, we think we're one of about 12 to 15 teams that have a real chance. It's what excites me about this place. It's the city of San Antonio, Paul. We've only been playing football for 13 years. We're playing Marshall, who's made 10 out of the last 11 bowls. Think about that. We've only been playing football 13 years. We've got the Spurs, and we've got us. And we're excited about how our city treats us. We play in the Alamo Dome. We're in Central Texas, so we can get to Houston. We can get to Dallas. We can get to East Texas. We've got our own area to recruit from. And we're just excited about that. And now that we get a chance to go be one of the 12, it's a real opportunity. Now, on the other side, you're talking about ECO, the economy of it. When I got hired in December 2019, we raised about $40 million. We're in a facility that's as nice as anybody, you know, in a Power Five. But now our boosters have committed to how much our staff has increased and grown, but now we're out raising NIL money as well. So when you're a brand new program and you're trying to get off the ground, and now you throw NIL money out there, we're doing as much fundraising as we are coaching football sometimes.
Coach, before you go, you've got a game tomorrow night. You're nice enough to give us a few minutes here. You got National Signing Day. You've got the portal open. Next year, the playoff begins this week. How do you manage your time?
Yeah, we got to get that fixed, in my opinion. I've been blessed, Paul. You know, we played in a conference championship the last 2 years, so I wasn't able to have official visits that weekend because I got to play, right? And that's what you want to do. This year, we were undefeated playing Tulane. We really thought we were going to win the game. I know that sounds crazy, but you got to believe that way. So we planned for that next weekend to be a conference championship game again. Then our bowl game got bumped up, Paul. So we had to bring in, you know, 20 official visits in one weekend. We've got signing day the day after our bowl game, our tips at 8 o'clock at night, and yet we're going to be signing a class the next morning. So we've got to kind of figure this calendar out and get a better plan for that, as much as we do a lot of other things we've got to get fixed right now.
Well, Coach, I know you've got plenty to do. We won't keep you, but we really enjoyed this conversation. Love to do it again when things will never calm down, but we'll find a quieter time the night before a bowl game. Thank you so much, Coach.
Well, I can say this, Paul. When I was a Texas high school football coach and I listened to your show every day, it was way more fun listening to you then. Now I'm in here with you trying to figure it out. So I might call Paul and see if we can get this thing figured out. Thank you so much. God bless.
Thank you, Coach. What a pleasure to talk to you, and thank you very much. He should call Paul, because we'll make sense out of it all. We'll be back.
That's right.
50 minutes remaining here on a Monday afternoon, early evening.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free, no insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/paul. That's hims.com/paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
We are back, and great to have you with us. Let's check in with John, who is up next. Hey, John.
Great show today, Paul.
Thank you.
You know, there's no greater segment, before I get to my point, there's no greater segment in radio than Archbishop Marino. Heard he's coming up Thursday.
He is. Thank you for saying that.
I lost my brother on Christmas Day when I was 15 years old, and I'll say to have him on the show every single year, Paul, means a whole lot to me. There's just something about that man that brings a whole lot of peace, and I look forward to it in a really, really big way.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Do you think we should have him pray for Florida State fans this year?
Being around Archbishop Marino does,
they need it, Paul.
Does work wonders for all of us. So if he would like to, you remember he grew up in an Auburn family.
Danny Cannell, there's a whole lot of people that we need to have him praying for. But no, seriously, I'm super excited to have him on the show Thursday. It means a lot to a bunch of us, and it's going to be a really, really great day. Paul, let me ask you a question. Do you think the NCAA has what it takes to figure out this money thing? I mean, my goodness, Carson Beck wanting $4 million. You're having people right now lobby to have this bowl money split amongst the players. My gosh, think about the overhead these schools have with all these bowl games and travel. And man, there's just a whole lot. It's the wild, wild west. Are they doing anything at all to try to figure out how to make a business out of this? We know colleges are nonprofits. They're a nonprofit world. They're taxpayer dollars, and all of a sudden you have this for-profit mentality happening with players like the NFL and like, you know, pay-for-play sports, and it just feels like it's out of hand and it's crazy. And I don't hear anything at all coming from the NCAA to figure that out and make some type of legitimate business out of it, Paul. What are they doing?
Well, the NCAA is not doing anything because they missed the moment. Now they're in a quagmire with all the legal issues, and they're just trying to look for a bailout from Congress, which is highly unlikely they're going to get that in the near future. So it's a lot of their own problems, but the new leadership at the NCAA is much better, but it may also be too late. Thank you very much for the call. Mike is up next in Houston. Hey, Mike.
Paul, thank you for giving us average Joe fans a voice. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
You know, Jim Harbaugh was hired 8 years ago, and I remember the first few years of his tenure at Michigan. Michigan fans would call you and argue that he's an elite coach, Paul. He's elite. And you'd have to wreck their world and break their hearts and tell them, no, he's not elite. He barely falls in the great category, maybe good. And, you know, he was exposed back in the Citrus Bowl by the greatest of all time, Nick Saban. Wasn't even close. And he did it again on Friday, proving that Jim Harbaugh went the Barney Fife route with Connor Stallions, and Nick Saban pulls the James Bond route on him by hiring George Helo. And they're going to do it again on New Year's Day, Paul. To quote Roman Harper, Bama by 50. The fraud will be exposed again.
Thank you very much. Augie is up next.
Paul, all I got to say is Bama better win that game. They better win it. And, Paul, Quagmire, isn't that a character on Family Guy?
Yes.
Okay. Paul, I got some Christmas gifts I'd like to hand out, and I'll go through it pretty quick. For my man, Matt in San Antonio, good health and to find the female of his dreams. For Dwayne, BK firing that house. I think that would make Dwayne happy. You think that would be his perfect Christmas gift?
I'm a little worried for him. He's become a very sad caller.
You cut him off pretty early today.
Well, he has no rhyme or reason. He says the same thing every day. And whether you like the guy or not, come up with a legitimate reason why you want to. I mean, I could have come up with more reasons why there should be a change there than Daryl has ever said. And I'm not a fan. I'm just an observer.
Well, I hope he gets his wish, because Matt House's defense was the worst in LSU history. That's enough said. But John from Missouri, ESPN, hopefully they'll create a Missouri network, and that way he'll have top-to-bottom 24/7 coverage of Missouri sports, since you don't give them enough time. John from Louisville, a trip to Tahiti with his daughter's friends. Larry, a moment of clarity. And Griff, we gotta give Griff something. Some new material, Paul. It's the same thing week in, week out, same old sob story. For Legion, we need to give him some class and couth. Now, I know that's not possible, and since he is a culinary specialist, maybe a graduation diploma from McDonald's Hamburger U. For our friend Joe in Red Bay, elocution lessons. And Joe, I didn't say electrocution lessons. I said elocution lessons. Look it up in the dictionary if you're not sure what it means. And last of all, for our poor, poor lost soul, AJ, I'd like to give him a brain and some decorum. Do you think that's possible, Paul?
If I only had a brain. There's no way AJ is salvageable.
Anyway, that's my Christmas wishes for those characters. Thanks, Paul.
Thank you. Jimmy is up next. Hello, Jimmy.
Hey, Paul, how are you?
Hey there.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Hey, I'm a longtime listener, first-time caller, but a huge Georgia fan, and just curious your reaction to Dylan Raiola flipping today to Nebraska.
Well, I think it's been expected. That doesn't take the sting out. When you're the top-ranked quarterback in the country, you have to like what you went out and got. And it just happens to collide with a number of other bad stories for Kirby Smart.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, the good news out of Athens today is that Carson Beck's going to come back next year. But
By the way, Jimmy, did anyone doubt that was going to happen?
No.
I don't mind these guys getting their day, but every time a player announces they're staying and you're thinking, where was he going to go in the draft anyway?
No, I agree 100%. I don't think he's ready for that step just yet, but just wanted to get your opinion on that. And it makes me think of a comment I heard Mark Richt make one time, that anytime you put your faith in a bunch of 18-year-olds, you're going to get disappointed. So,
well, that is very true. Thank you very much, Kirk, in Columbus, Georgia. Hello, Kirk.
Hey, Paul. I know I'd have a better shot at this if I were Laura Rutledge, but I'm going to ask you for two apologies today. And it's one's for an Auburn player and one's for a Bama player. I've heard you say many times that if Tank Bigsby would have gone out of bounds in the 21 Iron Bowl, Auburn would have won that game. So I think you ought to apologize, Tank, for putting the loss on him. And you ought to apologize to Jordan Battle. Because Jordan Battle, if you watch that play, picked Tank up as he was desperately trying to get out of bounds and threw him.
Well, actually, let me correct myself, Kirk. What I should have said, or maybe I did, and you misunderstood me, if he had stayed in bounds, the clock would have continued to run.
Oh, my bad. Yeah. My bad. I messed that up totally. I'm sorry. I get excited on this phone. Jordan threw him out of bounds. Tank was desperately trying to get inbounds. My bad. But that's it. If you watch that, Tank is trying so hard to stay in bounds, and Jordan brilliantly threw him, picked him up, and threw him out of bounds. So I really would like you to watch
that
again.
I will take it out of my repertoire. I'm kind of sick of that game because this year's mistakes in the Iron Bowl really do dwarf that one. Hey, thank you. Scott is up next. Hello, Scott.
Hey, Paul. How are you tonight?
Great.
Quick question. First-time caller. Quick question. What do you know about rumors that Kirby is leaving for the NFL?
Nothing.
I
have not heard that.
Okay. Appreciate that.
Thank you. Right now, there are so many rumors out there, and I wonder how anyone has sometimes there is a germ of truth in a rumor about somebody's future, but some of the stuff I've heard lately concerning a number of schools, major schools, I just always want to know, like, where is this coming from? You can put anything in writing. You can put anything on a message board. That doesn't make it true. We will go next to Johnny B.
Hey, Johnny. Paul. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
I was looking at, the new tougher schedule that the SEC has, come up with. And, if you were a coach, would you rather take some unproven high school guy or get you somebody that, that's been in the SEC? They may not even play, but they've been coached, and you can get a lot more on them. to me, that's where it's going to go. These high school guys are going to have a tough time over these portal guys, because you're going to have to be 2 and 3 deep everywhere with this schedule, and then the SEC championship game, and then possibly 3 more games. If you look at the NFL with all the injuries, I think that's where you're going to be in the SEC pretty soon.
Believe you are correct. Thanks, Johnny. We're heading to the break. We still have 30 minutes remaining, and we're back after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
We are back, and Jim is up next in Texas.
Hey, Jim. Paul, thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
It was great hearing Ricky Williams on the show, and appreciate you delving into a little bit of our history. We certainly appreciate, everything he's done for the university, and it's just good to hear.
Thank you.
To hear him having a good conversation with you, Paul.
Thank you for saying that.
And, he started as a fullback, and I don't know if people really appreciate that. He played 2 years as a fullback before turning into the tailback and ended up running for 6,000 yards almost. He's had a colorful career, probably underappreciated NFL career, but certainly as a collegiate career, the Heisman and, his 4 years body of work, you could put up against just about any running back out there. And we appreciate coming into the SEC, Paul. I don't know if you can tell, I'm excited. My friends are excited. We're excited about going to New Orleans. Hopefully we'll be able to add something to your show and into the league, as we enter in next year.
I think it's one of the most important and significant events in my lifetime in the SEC. Thank you for saying that. We appreciate it. AJ is up next.
If I only had a brain. What was that song? It was in The Wizard of Oz. Yeah. Who was it, Paul? Was it Old Can Man or the Scarecrow that sang that?
I think it was the Scarecrow. The Tin Man needed a heart.
Yeah, the Tin Man. That's right. That's right. Well, I guess I would be the Tin Man on this call. But if that's what Augie's calling me, is the Scarecrow over there. Since we're giving out these Christmas presents, I think I'm going to give Augie his present. A piece of my damn mind, Augie. I'm going to tell you something, you illegitimate, ambulance-chasing, paper-shuffling, judge-shoe-licking, disgusting fan from LSU. You're the worst fan that's ever even – you're not even a lawyer. You're not even – if you are, you ain't a damn good one. You can't be a good lawyer and be a sorry fan of your college team. and that's the bottom line. But I'm going to tell you what you really are. You ain't nothing but the son of that phony, fake Jim that always lies. His medicine wore off the other day, and I proved it. War damn eagle, merry damn Christmas.
Just when you think his calls can't get any worse. Bubba is up next.
Amen, Brother Paul. My God, where does he come up with this crap?
Bubba.
Randy! Hey, I want to know where all these callers are coming off. Every day it seems like somebody wants you to apologize to somebody, Paul. Oh, yeah. You're not allowed to have an opinion anymore.
No, you got to apologize. Don't you think you owe so-and-so an apology? Not really.
So you can't have an opinion, obviously. No. Hey, I've been keeping an ear on this rumor mill too. I've been hearing some rumors about Alabama coming to Knoxville next year. I wondered if you knew anything about it.
What kind of rumors have you been hearing?
Well, I've been hearing that you were going to sing a rendition of Rocky Top before the game, and they were going to put Dolly in a casket this time. But I'm not sure they'll get the lid shut with her in the casket. Anything to that?
I'll be more than happy to help her out.
Well, now you might get that lid shut, Paul.
What's that?
You might pull that off.
Hello, Dolly.
Hello, Dolly. Now you keep Randy out of trouble, and y'all have a good evening.
Thank you. Thank you, Bob.
See you.
Stay out of trouble, Randy. Jimmy is up next.
Hey, Paul, how are you?
Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, you seem like a well-educated, well-read man. You've read a few books in your life, haven't you?
I try to read occasionally.
You've read the man that you, the Jewish man you are. You've read the Old Testament, correct?
I've been through it a few times.
Do you see any resemblance to the Georgia fans and the Old Testament?
Tell us where you're going here.
Well, what did the Israelites do for 40 years?
They were in the desert trying to look for a way back home.
Right. Well, I call them Georgialites. You know, they finally came out after what was it? Wasn't it 40 years?
Yeah, 40 years exactly. Well,
but it looks
exactly,
like now
that's what they say.
Looks like now they may have wandered back in, though, unlike the Israelites.
The Israelites got out. Tell us more about this biblical comparison.
Well, I mean, they were in the wilderness for 40 years until they won a championship, and they came out of the wilderness. I guess, you know, they weren't to be found for. Since what, 1980?
People forget there was a lot of wilderness out there.
Yes, absolutely. Well, I know you could clarify that, you being the biblical scholar you are. And and remember this, as Alabama fans, we never have to apologize for anything.
Absolutely not. Thank you very much. A biblical scholar there. How about Brody next in Arkansas? Hey, Brody.
Hello.
Hey. What can we help you with?
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air, bro.
Yeah. So I was asking, what do you think about Bobby Petrino on offensive coordinator on Arkansas in basketball? I mean football.
Yeah, I think Bobby's a really good offensive coordinator, and does he have the players to support what he will be trying to do, though? Thanks for the call. Chris in Tennessee. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Paul. You had a call, Johnny, coach at Delta State.
Yes.
And he was talking about Mike Campbell, who was one of Dale Royal's mainstays.
Right.
He coached at Vicksburg, Mississippi, and won the state championship. And I was fortunate enough to live about two doors from the Campbell family. They had three small boys that I babysat and took care of. So, well, Coach Campbell got me to watch some of the films with him. Mm-hmm. Well, before the state playoff game, I was sitting watching the films, and I said, Coach Campbell, look how the quarterback, who, of course, was in the T formation, look how he puts his left foot back if he's going left, and he puts his right foot back if he's going right. Well, Coach Campbell had linebackers, and every play they were hollering, coming this way or going that way and everything. I didn't win the ball game for him. I was only about seventh grade, but Coach Campbell was a great man that I really enjoyed. Another thing I wanted to mention to you was, if you would ask Commissioner Sankey, if he would sit in the student section at a Mississippi State game and let those cowbells just ring his brain all afternoon, I think we would get a change made. People are very unhappy and don't like going to the games with State because of that.
Yeah, they are loud, Chris. I've been subjected to that a few times. Thank you for the call. Interesting comment there. Let's check in with James, who is in Pennsylvania. Hello, James.
Hello, Paul.
Hey there.
Hey, sir. I just wanted to call again.
Thank you very much.
I got on the first time 2 weeks ago Friday. I told you I'm a first-time caller, a million-dollar caller. Now I only tried like five times and got right through. Because usually it's hard to get through to you because you're so popular.
Well, thank you.
I just want to say enjoy your show. You're an amazing man. And the last guy from Alabama asking if you were educated, you can't make that up. Really? He was talking, getting political with, I don't want to get political either, but he was talking about whatever was going on. It's like, how are you comparing the same thing? Are you educated? Oh, I can see myself on the TV now, so hopefully it's not no feedback. But anyway, thank you for everything, and roll tide.
Thank you, James. We'll be back. A few more minutes remaining here on a Monday night.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.